San Francisco. You couldn't give it to me if I hadn't lived out there. I don't like the climate.
What states have you been to east of here?
You know, I've never been to Florida. Well, why should I go to Florida? I think we've got better stuff here. Oh, I've been there to Mississippi, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. In fact, the Sun and Mission was, I went there and spent 3 weeks because when he was getting ready to go across, that whole outfit was going. What's the name of that air base? And in fact, his wife was in the baby. He just had, the baby was 3 days old when they had to leave. So I went up there and stayed until the baby was a month old, and then my husband drove up and drove us back, and then she stayed here. And it was a strange thing. Now, he went, it's a Keesler Air Base, and they called it the Alcatraz of the Air Force. And he was in training, then he was in Florida, and Clark Gable was in his company.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. And he had the best luck of anyone I ever saw, because he was married, but he didn't have a child when he volunteered, and they knew they'd get him. And of course, the other one wasn't married. He married late. He was in his 30s when he married. And when they got to, that place out in California, I went through it, out in the desert, godforsaken place. Yeah, and I know you've heard of it. Well, when they got there, they pulled them all out, and he and several others were left behind. But the doctor that they loved, that brought the baby in the way, he was taken overseas. So then my son was sent to staff and command school in Washington. And then he went back to California, and the
Washington
wife was
State? Coming
here. No, Washington. Staff and command school in, he didn't go to Washington State. In Virginia, staff and command school. Then he was sent to another school in Kansas. All he did was go to school, switch back and forth across the country. And of course, he was the place long enough why the wife would go up with this little baby. And but he never went across, never did. And he just like this brother of mine, you know, the First World War, they put him in Quantico, Virginia. And he said he never wanted to see another picture showing his life. And he was very low. You know, a lot of boys died of the flu, that first flu epidemic. And my father was afraid that he would get the right to care, and my father had a lot of pull in Washington, D.C. And so they brought him into a hospital in Washington, D.C., and he had a double pneumonia, and he never was well after that. My brother never was well after that. So he lived to be in his 70s, and he died of heart condition. But he said they'd pull him right out of him, his company and all. He was in the Marines. But they never called him. So he was lucky, and then my son was lucky. But the other one in Harlingen, he took the air. He was on aircraft carrier Essex, and he saw a lot of fighting. And they went down on a shakedown cruise from Philadelphia all the way down to Panama and back, and then down again and went around to California. Then he never came back this way. He'd come in. And he'd always call us from San Francisco. And I could tell, he said they were making all the bars. So I lived through an awful lot. And you know, I always, my husband, we'd say, let's go to the picture show. We'd go to the picture show. And I never told him, maybe after the war was over years later. But whenever I'd come home, I'd always was afraid that there'd be a telegram on my door. He said, that's the way they'd So I hope my grandchildren and little great-grandchildren, I had two little great-grandsons, but three great-grandsons, little fellas.